From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch on Sunday is raising concerns in the United States and with its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raising some questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to, in its words, adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. In Taiwan, two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan following the building's collapse during a powerful earthquake early Saturday. Li Xianchong is the deputy secretary general of Tainan City Government. He spoke with VOA News.
We are entering into the most difficult period of a rescuing operation because, as we find out, that there could be around 100 people still missing in the crash site. So we have successfully rescued over 300 people out of that collapsed building.
At least 36 people died in Tainan, a city of 2 million, many of whom were inside that apartment building. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop computer to the suspected suicide bomber. This is VOA News.